Welcome to Tasting Tuesdays, sponsored by Shawgunk Wine Trail. 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. Also by Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee. On Broadway in Kingston, the initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at kingstonimplant.com. And by the South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews, southegremontspirits.com. And it is to my great pleasure that I can welcome Rachel Patak of Sea Cassis. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you kidding me? It's so great to meet you. You're right down there in Rhinebeck?
We're right over in Rhinebeck.
How have we not met before?
I don't know. You got to come by the bar on the weekend, Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 6. We have a very cute little tasting room.
A 12 to 6? Where is the tasting room exactly?
It's on Salisbury Turnpike in a big red barn right on the road, which has our bubbly sea logo right on the front of it.
Oh, I think I may have passed it. That sounds like a fun place to hang out.
I like to think so.
Yeah. How long have you guys been operating your business?
We launched as an official legal alcohol business in December of 2020, and then we moved over to the Rhinebeck space at the beginning of 2023.
Right during that pesky pandemic.
Yeah, full in Sorry the pandemic. Sorry, really situated our whole business right in there.
Yeah, but how are things going these days?
Things are good. You know, it's a labor of love. Black currants are this kind of funky thing. They were illegal to grow for a really long time in the U.S.
No way. We'll get to that.
So, a lot of what we do has been about education, and then we also make sort of a unique variation on what people know if they know about cassis at all. So ours is a little more vermouthy, less sweet. So it's just sort of like introducing people to this flavor in a new way.
Oh, good. So it sounds like we have some things to talk about. You also brought some of your product.
Yeah.
And so I can taste it, hence the name of this feature, Tasting Tuesday.
Is this why you started this segment of the radio?
Pretty
much. Secret play on drinking on Tuesdays?
Not so secret. I think we're being pretty blatant about it. Yeah. So wait a minute. We made a couple of exceptions from alcohol businesses with our with the dispensary that we invited.
Oh, sure. I feel like you can taste other things too. Yeah. That's right.
No, we mix up quite a bit. I'm glad to meet you, and I'm glad to learn about your business a little bit. Sea Cassis, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I looked at the website and it says that I'll just read a little bit, but I want you to jump in and tell me more about what you mentioned before about the illegality of black currants. I didn't know anything about that.
Bad Boy Club.
Okay. But your product is an all natural 16% ABV. Is that the alcohol level?
Yeah, alcohol by volume.
By volume. See, I didn't know that expression. I thought I knew everything. And it is made by hand from lightly fermented New York black currant, a whole green cardamom, bay leaf citrus rind, lemon verbena, wild honey, and clean distilled spirits. I can't wait to taste it. Sounds delicious.
Thank you. Yeah, totally. It's this really unique methodology that we've developed that's sort of somewhere in between winemaking and spirits, and makes a product that we like to think of as super playful and versatile. We sub it for sweet vermouth and classics like a Negroni or a Manhattan. We love to sip it neat. We spritz it endlessly. We love that so much that we put that in a can. Mm-hmm. It's sort of, you know, a development on this thing, Crème de Cassis, which comes out of Dijon, France. And it's usually like super sweet and syrupy, use it in a Cure Royale, El Diablo. But a lot of times it ends up collecting dust on the back bar. Mm. And I'm obsessed with fresh black currants. So like the flavor of the fruit itself, it's this like bright, herbaceous, almost like savory fruit. And I wanted to make something that tasted like that. And what I've made is something that I feel like is in line with the fruit and also has a lot broader of an application in cocktails.
Okay. Well, so you're
do we drink
you
now?
Have a real yes we do. You can make that happen. I usually ask you a couple of questions, but we can multitask right here talking to Rachel Patak, who is are you the sole owner, or are you share ownership?
I have a partner. My husband is also our graphic designer and a partner in the biz. And so he stays a little more behind the scenes, but he's huge and crucial in what we've made.
No doubt. And you guys, are you from the Hudson Valley, or did you move up here?
No, I'm from California originally.
Oh, right, you did mention that before we got
yeah,
on the air, right? You're from Southern California.
I went to school at UC Berkeley, so I moved up to Northern California, lived there for a few years, then had a little period in Spain where I lived in Madrid for a couple of years, and then have been in New York since 2009. Mm-hmm. Lived in Brooklyn for a good decade.
Right, obligatorily.
Yeah. That whole pipeline, the Brooklyn to Hudson Valley connection.
It's totally, that's the very expression I use, a pipeline. It is absolutely that way. There's nobody that doesn't get the reference either to Brooklyn or to the Lower East Side. Those are a little older than you, the generation
before. No, but the meaning is taken.
But there's, you know, it was like the Lower East Side was like the 70s, 80s, and then Brooklyn was like 90s and later.
So I was part of that like early aughts wave in Brooklyn. And then we moved up to the Hudson Valley in January of 2020. So,
oh, right before I did.
Right. Yeah. Just slid in right under the bell.
That's great. All right. Right. Very much so. Just weeks before the aforementioned pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's dip into this cassis. And I do want you to talk about, talk about the fact that you mentioned about black currants, that they were illegal or to ferment them was illegal.
Isn't that so funny?
Not the berries themselves, but to make something alcoholic.
No, the fruit itself, the plant, cultivating anything in the rebus genome was like not allowed in the U.S. So they carried a potential fungus that attacked white pine. The logging industry was using a ton of white pine for building, specifically turn of the century Northeast, lobbied to have them banned. They stayed banned. And then it really takes a motivated individual in a particular state to like rally for the black currant. And there just aren't that many weirdos. But there is. We're lucky enough to have one in New York named Greg Quinn. He's sort of like the de facto godfather of black currants right down in Stattsburg.
Well, I mean, this is stuff. No, I've never completely unaware of.
The secret underbelly of New York state fruit.
Grabbing my sample.
So I poured a little bit of our aperitif for you. And we're tasting what is essentially our signature product. So it's that 16% ABV sipper that you mentioned right at the beginning. So this is made from black currants that are grown right here in the Hudson Valley in Stattsburg. We ferment them on a hybrid rosé wine base. We let them get just to the cusp of spontaneous fermentation, and then we fortify that with the clean distilled spirit. So it's made from organic New York State corn. We're letting that macerate for a little longer. We press it off. We sweeten it with raw wild honey. It's like half the sweetness of most liqueurs. So that means it's a little bit better for you. It's lower sugar. And then the flavor profile, it's like not super syrupy, not super candy. It's got a little more of that like vibrant, dynamic acid and structure. And then it gets a little bit of a botanical backbone. So lots going on in the glass.
And so you drink this, let's say, before your meal?
Sure. Yeah. Or you can drink it as an aperitif. Absolutely. It's perfect for that. It actually, some of the botanicals really help with digestion. The black currants themselves, like have this mouth-watering quality that really lend themselves to opening up an evening or a meal. But you can also throw it in cocktails. You can be really playful with it. Okay. People are making like daiquiri riffs, Cosmo variations.
Champagne cocktail. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. So much.
Okay. Well, Rachel, it sounds like you have quite a great spot there in Rhinebeck. Do you have anything going on for this coming Mother's Day weekend by any chance?
Totally. We're doing really fun programming all the time. But this weekend specifically, we have a plant sale with a farm right down the road from us. We have Slow Fire Pizza coming for Wood Fired Pizza. And Usonia, which is an amazing winery that we love in the Finger Lakes, are going to be down pouring some of their new releases. So lots of fun stuff coming up this weekend and in the future.
Wow. So grab mom and take her over to Rhinebeck to the Sea Cassis headquarters. So I know that, you know, your product Sea Cassis is distributed in various places around the Hudson Valley, I suppose, including right here in Red Hook at Sipperly's, I know. And then, of course, your tasting room in Rhinebeck.
Yeah, I mean, it's at a number of great spots around the Hudson Valley. If, you know, it isn't at your favorite local liquor store, ask about it. We'll try to make it happen. But we have a tasting room right at our production space. So over on Salisbury Turnpike in Rhinebeck. And Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 6, you can come over and hang out. We've got a full cocktail array, a beautiful little shop. We have snacks. It's got big gardens. Nice place to hang out.
Nice place to hang out as the weather gets warmer and warmer.
Definitely.
I'll be heading over very soon, very soon. And the website is?
The website is ccassis.com.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we have another product here we're going to try.
Yeah, so I brought also our canned spritz. So from the aperitif that you just tasted, we make this like all natural, low ABV, again, no white sugar, no preservatives. It's just like a really easy, breezy, fun, fresh, daytime appropriate spritz, kind of a better for you canned option. And that's what I poured for you just now.
All right, we're going in for the taste. Hold on, sir. Oh, I like it. That's really nice and light, and I can understand when you ice it up, it's probably a real treat.
Totally, yeah. Great poolside bev, take it to the river, take it to the park.
To the creek.
Hang out in your backyard. And it's the kind of thing, because it doesn't have any, you know, of those things that can kind of make you feel a little bad afterwards, it's a really nice kind of like uplifting bev that you won't suffer from.
And it's a nice graphic.
Our cute
can.
Little blue can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little slim blue can with a big bubbly rip. C on it.
Is that your husband's handiwork, the design of that?
Yeah, it's a collaboration. So okay. I actually, the logo came to me in a dream when I was first developing this project, and I was drawing it in Sharpie on all these little bottles I was sharing with friends. And he was like, all right, if we're not going to give up on this little blackcurrant thing, maybe I'll turn it into something that people might actually take seriously.
It's great. I think this is a really nice product for people, you know, on the whole spectrum of kind of drinkers, you know what I mean? And maybe those who don't really drink much alcohol. It's a nice little beverage if you don't have a problem with drinking, but you also don't like high alcohol and going to bars.
Yeah, you want something a little lighter, really, yeah. A little lower alcohol. It's a really nice kind of alternative option for hanging out. And a lot of times when you're having things that have less alcohol or no alcohol even, you get really, really sweet things. And so for me, I really like that this is an alternative that feels sort of food friendly, and it doesn't feel like it's for a child. Like, I'm drinking less, but I'm still an adult.
And then do you have also your presence on Instagram or something?
Of course. So it's like requisite these days. So our Instagram handle is current, CURRENTCASSIS. So current Cassis.
Rachel Patak is the co-founder and owner of Seek Cassis over there in Rhinebeck. I'm going to urge people to go visit their spot down there and also try out their products. And I would love to have you back when you have, like, you know, any kind of announcement of maybe, I don't know if it would be a new product or whatever's going on.
For sure. We're Please always getting creative over there. So I'm actually Good. In the studio every day. I'm making the product and I'm ideating constantly. So when we have a new thing, I'll let you know.
Please. All right, this is the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.